Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in one of the voices of Sunday, one of my favorite Browns offensive linemen of all time, also a member of the Browns Legends. His name is Doug Deacon, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and you'll be able to hear him Sunday right here on the Browns Radio Network. Deke, hello. Good Friday to you.
Same to you.
What's happening, Deke?
Not much. Just waiting to see get the game going on Sunday and see how it turns out. You got a couple Heisman Trophy winners dueling it out, and you got a team that comes in here undefeated, and it'd be nice to knock them down.
It's been a long week, Deke. It just feels like it's been really long because there's been, you don't win, and all of a sudden all you want to do is harp and start picking on all the little things that the team didn't do right. And so we were asking this morning just because kind of just changed the vibe as we head into the weekend. What's right with this team right now? What's good?
Well, I mean, obviously the effort is good. I think, the unfortunate thing is injuries, have kind of caught up with them in the last game where they, were a little depleted. But, I think they've got the confidence that they're a good football team. They just have to execute.
So, Deke, we were going back and forth, Andy and I, just pointing out positives with this team because we just get so mired down in the negative all of the time. And one of them I left off was, according to PFF, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is the third highest graded linebacker for them. How much fun is it watching this kid, and how much time do you have to spend before the play finding where he is anytime?
Well, yeah, and it's just when the play happens, he just arrives in a hurry. I mean, the guy has an unbelievable quickness and that twitch that, allows you to, make a decision and really go after the ball. I think, it's fun to watch. Obviously, they don't want to overload his plate, this early in his career. Because, we saw last week, with the blown coverages where, sometimes you have too much, and when you're trying to think and you're a step slow, then the next thing you know, there's somebody running 75 yards down the field with the ball.
Deke, how does Kevin Stefanski get better? I think he was frustrated at the end of the game by his own play calling or by what happened. And I think we forget sometimes he's still a young coach in this league. It's just the second league.
Well, yeah, and I think, that draw play, some people, why would you call that? Well, it's the element of surprise. Well, unfortunately, they were prepared for the element of surprise, and it didn't work. And I think, it's one of those, you sit there and you say, well, next time I'm not going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I think, the thing that we're going to see this week is, because of the success that the Chargers had last week, they're going to run the same formation and run the same plays, against us to see if we can handle it. And, they'll do it from one side, and then they'll flip it over and do it from the other side. The NFL, in a lot of ways, is a copycat league. Every week you get there and you break down the tape of their previous game, and you see the plays that had success. And so you might incorporate one or two of those into your game plan going into the next the opponent that they had success with.
Deke, is there any way to slow down Kyler Murray?
Boy, that's tough. I tell you what, he is, just continue to grow as a quarterback. And, he's tough in the pocket. He's accurate with his throws. But he also has one of the best receivers, in the NFL in Hopkins. And A.J. Green isn't what he used to be, but he's still a formidable receiver. And, they lost their tight end, which, hopefully, will help us out.
Dick, what does Baker need to get the critics off his back? What does he need?
I think he needs to, get one of those drives like we had on Sunday and, finish it and put it away. You can't blame him, for the running plays because, the draw, because he did that didn't really involve him other than handing it off. But, you just got to make the throws at the end of the game to, the win the game.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Upstate Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, Browns Radio Network. You'll be able to hear him right calling the game with Jimmy Donovan. Deke, let's look a little bit at the offense here. How potent is the run game, and do you think they should maybe run the ball a little bit more than they already are?
Well, they're tops in the league in running the ball, I think. You know, they're number one in rushing. And, you know, obviously, you know, what you want to do, and kind of what they did last week was, you know, keep the ball away from the other quarterback. And, you know, Kyler Murray is a guy that, you know, you don't want to give him too many chances. So, you know, when you're running the ball and you're controlling the time of possession, you know, they're not having a lot of luck. And, the Browns did a great job of that up until the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Chargers hit the big chunk play. So I think, you know, anytime, you know, you're very proficient in your run game and you can control the clock, that gives Kyler Murray less chances when he's on the field.
Deke, how concerned are you with the injuries on the offensive line with, you know, Jed Wills? It's like every game you're just like you're hoping that he can play and you're hoping he can play a whole game. And then Jack Conklin, we're trying to figure out what's going on there too.
And then you get J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones coming in. So,
it just gets easier, Deke, that's all.
It just gets easier. No, I mean, it's one of those situations, yeah, you're concerned. It. Although last week, you know, they both were out, you know, by the end of the game. But the Browns only gave up, I think, one sack in the game, which is, you know, pretty good when you consider, you know, Bill Callahan does a great job of putting these guys in position. And, of course, you can help the protection by, you know, keeping a running back in or having a tight end, you know, kind of chip on a guy. But the problem with that is, you know, when you do that all the time, then you're taking receivers out of your pass routes.
Deke, why is he such a good coach? I mean, I hear about him. I want to give him credit because you love our offensive line. But what's the difference that an offensive line coach like Bill Callahan can make, and why is he such a good coach?
Well, the way he prepares the guys. I mean, and it's all business with the offensive line. I mean, there's no joking around out there. They're, when they get on the field, it's all work. And, you know, it's about technique, you know, footwork. You know, everybody says, you know, well, he's 330-pound, you know, tackle. Well, if he is, you know, feet are in cement, he's not worth a darn. So, you know, he is able to evaluate, you know, what these guys can do and puts them in a position to win.
Deke, so the secondary a little bit banged up as well. How important would it be to get those guys back onto the field going up against this Arizona Cardinal defense?
Oh, very important. I mean, you got a couple of the top receivers, you know, in the league. You know, we talked about AJ Green, and when he was down at Cincinnati, and he used to have, you know, give us nightmares. And then Hopkins, I think, is one of the top five receivers in the league. And, you know, you look at their numbers, they've got about four guys with over 20 catches. I don't think our leading receiver has, but maybe 17.
Deke, how good are the Browns? I mean, we're sitting here, we're trying to be positive and figure this out. I know that what I see, the names on the field and some of the plays that we've seen, this is some of the best football we've seen since 99, since the team's been back.
Yeah,
how good
I mean,
are they?
They're a good football team, and it's just, you know, it's combination of a lot of things. You know, health is wealth, and you know, if you got a healthy lineup, you know, you're in pretty good shape. We're just getting dinged and danged, you know, here. You know, if you think, you know, back to last week, we didn't have our two starting corners by the end of the game. We didn't have our second best pass rusher by the end of the game, and you know dependability and availability, you know, are important. And you know, right now, you know, we're getting nicked, you know, here and there, and it's just, you know, making it tougher than, you know, it should be.
Deke, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, was Odell. And, you know, it was interesting to listen to Alex Van Pelt yesterday saying, you know, look, he's just coming back from injury, and I think I want to believe everything he's saying, and so that's why I'm like, I'm glad he said it, and that, you know, guys are going to have big games in bunches because we've got a lot of talented guys on offense. Just what's your whole take on what's going on with him right now and you know, what do fans need to know?
Well, I think he's just out of sync with, you know he's been out of football, you know, basically for half a year last year. Then he didn't play a lot in the preseason, so you know, he's in some ways getting his legs back underneath him. And you know, the drop early in the game last week was a tough one, you know, because you know probably 10 out of 11 times he's going to catch that ball, but you know, for some reason, he took his eyes off or, you know, turned his head upfield a little too quick. And, you know, you know, you watch Hopkins and you sit there and you say, you know, this is what we think Odell's going to be too. I mean, the guy, you know, has the great hands, has a great catch radius, but you know, sometimes because of his, you know, reputation, he draws a little extra coverage, which, you know, makes it good for guys like David Njoku last week. You know, all of a sudden, you know, he comes out with a, you know, monster game, but you know, a lot of it is because they're paying more attention to Odell.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. You look at a game where he only had three targets, and then all of a sudden everyone's writing about, well, maybe they should trade him. It's this whole living in the moment thing with massive amounts of media trying to fill space and time, I think. Sometimes. I mean, maybe it's real. I don't know what to believe, but I do think that once the media gets their mindset on something, the hype train just keeps on rolling.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of it goes about how he handles himself in the locker room and at practice. I mean, you know, I think everybody says he's a great teammate. He's, you know, a fun guy to be around. But, you know, he's just in one of those, I guess, what you might call frustration modes where things aren't clicking the way. And, you know, when he was in New York, you know, he was the kingpin, you know, but we've got other receivers. You know, obviously we're going to get, they took Jarvis off that list, so he hopefully will be able to play, which, you know, will help the passing game because you got to put attention to Jarvis because of the success he's had. And, you know, then other guys show up. But, you know, it's frustrating, I'm sure, for Odell, too. I mean, he wants to be the guy. You know, every receiver comes back to the huddle and tells the quarterback, hey, I'm open on this.
Did it become obvious over the last couple of games how much they missed Jarvis and what he means to the offense?
I think so. I think, you know, he's that guy that, you know, Baker, when the big play isn't there, he's going to go to Jarvis because, you know, Jarvis is always going to be in the right place and he's always going to catch it.
Deke, as always, we love talking to you. We love talking to you on Friday to break down the game before. Have a great game on Sunday, and we look forward to listening to you.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, Deke.
Doug Deacon, Browns Radio Network. Nice enough to join us right here on Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan today on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.